Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Now that the election is over, we look to what's next for President Obama's second term in office. And I'm joined today by Bill Hershey. He's a political reporter, and he's covered every Ohio presidential election here since 1980. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the fiscal cliff. It has major implications for the Miami Valley and Ohio in general because of those possible looming defense cuts. Can we just start out, what could this mean for our area?
Well, from what I've read, we have 27,000 jobs at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and then 10,000 or more that are connected to the base. Some of these jobs could be lost if we go over the fiscal cliff. And this would reverberate through the Miami Valley economy. It wouldn't be just limited to the base, but it would be our whole economy is impacted largely by Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
We spoke earlier in the week, and you said that the president's a great campaigner, but less so at bringing people together. What is the president going to have to do to help this Congress reach a deal?
The president has to get with the congressional leaders, and they have to find common ground. He has more freedom to do this now that he's been reelected because he won't be on the ballot again. He's really, if he's campaigning for anything now, he's campaigning for a legacy that brought the American economy back to strength and ended the partisan bickering. He talked in his first campaign about, we're not a red America, we're not a blue America, we're red, white, and blue, or we're all Americans. Well, this is his chance to do that. And he has to show more resolve, I think, than he did in his first term. No question that the Republicans were recalcitrant, didn't want to deal with him, but somehow he has to be willing to lock them in a room together with him until they come up with a deal and find that common ground without giving up on his principles.
So how is that going to happen? I mean, we remember how the 2011 negotiations went. It seemed like they had found a lot of common ground, and then Speaker of the House John Boehner pulled out at the last minute. How is this going to be different this time around?
I think the difference, as I said, is that the president's not running for reelection, but we don't know if it's going to be different for the Republicans because we did think there was a deal between the president and Speaker Boehner, but to his right, members of the Tea Party caucus, others who were more conservative than Speaker Boehner said, no, we won't make a deal. And we don't know if the Republicans are going to be willing to move a little bit themselves toward the president this time. Because we have to remember, the Republicans in the House, they're still in charge, and they have a very substantial majority. And perhaps many of them don't think there is any need to make a deal. This will be a test of leadership for Speaker Boehner as well as a test of leadership for President Obama.
So where does that leave us? You know, if the two can work together, then something might happen. But what if that doesn't happen?
If it doesn't happen, we could go over the cliff at least for a few days. In fact, one of the president's supporters, columnist Paul Krugman of the New York Times, has said the president should be willing to go over the cliff at least for a short time if it means sticking to his principles. And Krugman's point of view was that if that happens, it will shock the Republicans into coming into agreement with the president. But we've got a month and a half or so until the end of the year. You know, maybe they'll get in the holiday spirit as we near Christmas and the New Year, and they'll want to give each other a gift, and a gift to the American people as well.
Shifting gears here for just a moment, there's been a lot of post-game analysis about the election. Regarding the demographic shift that has been favoring Democrats and perhaps cost the Republicans the election, Ohio is always an important swing state to win. How does Ohio's changing demographic play into the politics here, and what does that portend for future campaigns?
Well, I think Ohio is a little bit different than some of the states where the demographics in terms of ethnicity had a big effect. In a state like Colorado, for example, the growing Latino population benefited President Obama. We have Latino and Hispanic voters in Ohio, but not in as great a number as they do in some of these other swing states. In our state, it was actually the Obama campaign's ability to call on those same people who voted for President Obama the last time to come out and vote for him again. The Republicans, I think, were shocked that the Obama campaign was able to generate the same kind of enthusiasm it generated 4 years ago.
if demographics are indeed changing, will Ohio remain as crucial of a swing state as it has in the past?
As crucial, I'm not sure. We're losing, we've lost two electoral votes, but one thing is true, just as it was this time. No Republican has ever been elected president without carrying Ohio, and I think particularly for Republicans, they will have to carry it 4 years from now.
I've been speaking with Bill Hershey. Thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you. Good to talk with you.